This is Marty Deckenfield, Public Information Director for the National Dropout Prevention Center Network, and I'm here with John Murray, who's the chair of the National Dropout Prevention Network. John has just received the Crystal Star for Excellence Award in Distinguished Leadership for the network, and I'd like to have John tell us about his odyssey with us here at the National Dropout Prevention Center Network and how this award is applicable to him. Kind of an embarrassing spot to put you in, John, but why don't you share with us some of your memories of the years you've spent with us?
Thank you, Marty. You know, I joined the board about 8 years ago when I was asked to do so by a friend of mine who was on the board, and I met with Jay Smink, the executive director, and the dropout students and the at-risk population have always had a real keen interest from me because I left school at age 15. I grew up in an inner-city environment in Glasgow in Scotland, and through my work when I was CEO of Plato Learning, I travel around the country and internationally working with educators, superintendents, principals, colleges, and I'd see the impact of education or lack thereof in the communities. I've always told students around the world that education to me is the door to the best future you could probably find. And so being associated with the National Dropout Prevention Network has just given me an opportunity to bring to bear some of the resources, both personal experience, business experience, and being a CEO of a large corporation prior to my current position, which is still a small growing company. I have financial resources available that I can apply to sponsor and support various things, and I think that's important to, you know, bring together the best of the academic institution and the business environment to create a public-private partnership to meld those resources and capabilities to the benefits of students. One of the key things I saw when I took over the chairmanship of the board just over 2 years ago was that the organization has come a long way in 25 years. There's still a major at-risk and dropout population around the country, despite the great work that the center in Clemson and the Dropout Prevention Network organization and board has done. And still, much more to be done, and I just felt that one of the things that had to happen would be the creation of a strategic plan supported by a real serious look at the mission and vision and strategic goals of the organization so that we could properly align the resources of the organization to deliver the appropriate products, services, and other support tools over the next 5 to 10 years to get two more educators, practitioners, to really serve the needs and improve the lives of more students. It's been a two-year effort, and I really feel very good about the work that's been done by the center team out of Clemson, supported by the board. And I think a point to make is that people on the not-for-profit board organizations, unlike private and public company board organizations, do it for nothing. They pay their own way, they cover their expenses, they come in and they give their time not only at meetings but in between meetings, and that's a big commitment for people to make, and I really feel good about where the organization is now, and that over the next 5 years I think this organization is going to become even stronger, the preeminent organization for at-risk intervention and dropout recovery.